Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Nazir. We have learned already that a Nazir who becomes Tameh is Soser. He loses the days he's already counted, and he has to start again. As we will see in greater detail in Perek Zion, this isn't true for every kind of Tumas Meis, only for those that come directly from a dead person. Though the details of each kind of Tumah will be explained in Perek Zion, our Mishnah discusses the implications of the non-contact with the dead person Tumah for counting the days of Nazirus. And so Mishnah Hey gives us the case of Misha Nazar v'hu b'deis ha-kavaros. If someone was in a cemetery, and while he was in the cemetery, he made a neder nazirus. Now, being in a cemetery is one of the types of tumas meis that don't come directly from a meis and do not make the nazir start again. Rather, what would he do? A regular nazir who walks into a cemetery, so now he became tamei. So what does he do? He doesn't lose all his days. He doesn't have to bring karbanos. Rather, he pauses his count. He continues following all the laws of nazir while he goes through the tahara process. And once he is tohor, he continues counting from where he left off, and does not bring special karbanos tumah. Now, in our case, there is no counting to pause, since he didn't enter as a Nazir. He entered as a regular person, and he began his Nazirus in the cemetery, Bituma, while he was Tomei. And therefore, what he's doing now is Nazirus Bituma, following all the laws of Nazirus, but not counting, because the counts don't matter. And therefore, Afilu Hayasham Shloshim Yom, Ein Olam Minyan. Even if he's there for the full number of days, right, that his Nazirus should be, like, for example, if it was a Stam Nazirus, it would be 30 days, none of those days count. Now, the Mishnah continues, Ve'eno mevi karban tumah, and he doesn't bring a karban tumah. Now, this actually means even more than we said already. It not only does he not bring a karban tumah for being in the cemetery, which is, you never would, karban tumah is only for contact tumah, right? Tumah with that is not really contact. Tumah that is sourced from an actual dead body. But not only does he not bring carbon tumah for being in cemetery, but since he has only done Nazirus Bitumah and never ever started Nazirus Bitara, he wouldn't even bring a carbon tumah if he actually now touched a dead body while in the cemetery before starting his Nazirus Bitara. Because he hasn't yet started Nazirus Bitara, and therefore he didn't ruin his Nazirus Bitara, and he doesn't need to bring those Karbanos Tumah. Now, once he exits the cemetery and becomes Tohor, he starts to count his Nazirus. Yatza v'nichnas, if he went out and became Tohor and started counting his Nazirus, and then re-entered the cemetery, Olin Lomen Aminyan, the days that he is in the cemetery, of course, don't count. But any days he counted Bitahara prior to re-entering the cemetery do count, and Eino Soser, he doesn't lose those days. Additionally, though we know that he would not bring a Karban Tumah for being in the cemetery, right? We've mentioned that before, if he touches a dead body while there in the cemetery, he would lose all his days, and umevi karban tumah, he has to bring karban tumah, like any other nazir who become tamei meis in this way, because he's already been a nazir tahara now, a nazir bitahara now. And so once he begins that regular nazirus, he's like everybody else. The fact that he started in the cemetery is not relevant. And since he became tamei by touching, coming into contact with a dead body, then he would lose the days and have to bring karbanos tumah. Now, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, even once he starts his Nazirus Bitara, lo bo bayom, if he becomes Tameh again on the first day of his Nazirus, he isn't Soser, and he doesn't bring Karbanos Tumah. Right? If it's on the second day or the third day or the fourth day, for sure. But on the first day, Rabbi Eliezer says, that's an exception. Why? Shneamar, the Pasuk talking about this whole halacha, says, "Vayamim arishonim yiplu." The earlier days will fall away. Using the word yamim is a plural. Yamim rishonim yiplu is plural, plural, plural. Yamim is plural, rishonim is plural, and yiplu is the plural form of will fall away. And so it's completely framed in the plural. Ad yulo yamim rishonim. There have to be days, plural days, that he's started already to lose. So if he's on the first day, he doesn't have days to lose. If he's on the second day, he has 2 days to lose. He loses the first day, and he can lose the second day. But if he's on the first day, there's no days to lose. And since he doesn't have days to lose, the whole halacha of losing the days and having to bring a korban tumah doesn't come into effect. And the halacha in this regard follows Rabbi Eliezer. And so the laws of becoming tamei and having to bring a korban tumah and losing your days don't actually take effect until day 2.